Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to The Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is 10 a.m. on Tuesday, the 9th of May, and I'm joined by Alan Green, who's Managing Director at Brand Communications. How are you today, Alan?
Very good, thanks, Zach. How are you?
I'm very well. Anything caught your eye in the terms of the news flow at the moment?
Yeah, well, of course, Macron's installed as the new French president, which is, I think, great news for Europe. Not sure about the rest of the world, but of course, I noticed something that the FT said about France being perceived as a basket case economically, but it's not quite the case. And obviously Macron is going to redouble his efforts now to restructure the French economy. EC forecasts predict 1.4% economic growth or GDP growth next year in the current year for France, and 1.7% next year. But the difference is that whilst Germany delivers similar growth, its GDP to debt ratio is 60%, whereas France's is 100%. So clearly, Macron's first priority is to restructure French debt. How he's going to do that, it's a tough call.
It's to revive the spirit of Napoleon.
Of course, yes. But I'm sure that they'll want to continue selling French cars into the UK. So it actually plays into the UK, into the hands of the UK economy, because I think they sell a lot of their product and produce into the UK. So they will want to maintain that flow of sales and that level of revenue.
So. Okay, let's have a look at the slides of the day, most popular in business and finance. So this is a populist as well. Theresa May vows to introduce UK energy price caps. It failed for Ed Miliband, but she's going to have a go herself.
She's going to have a go, and obviously it's a pre-election quip, isn't it? It's something that she may well be able to deliver. It will probably hit the share prices of the energy companies for a period of time, but it's something that she's going to have to do, because the way the prices seem to be rising at the moment, some families are going to they're going to experience serious debt problems before the year's out.
Okay, next slide, please. Paris to redouble efforts to attract Brexit banks. Presumably, that won't involve them stopping speaking French.
It won't. No, I mean French. You know, French English. It's the language barrier is not particularly a problem, but certainly. Certainly, Paris, you know.
So how is your French, Alan? Are you able to...
Très bon. Yeah. C'est magnifique.
Is it on a par with your English?
Yes, it is. And I complete with a Gallic shrug.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll try and brush over that one. Commodity prices usually rally as the US Federal Reserve heads into a hiking cycle, but it might be different this time. Goldman Sachs said in a note yesterday. The problem with Goldman Sachs, you don't know whether they're buying and they're saying that they're saying something's bearish, or they're selling, or what their own book is. It's always a bit of conspiracy there.
Goldman Sachs have it covered both ways normally, don't they? They have a fund that's long or short of most positions, so it doesn't actually make any difference to them at the end of it. They'll still make money from it. But yeah, of course, we've got the concern of concerns in China, the debt issues there, and the growth, the really economic growth issues there have surfaced once again, which has hit commodity stocks and commodity prices indeed over the past little while. So clearly, I think we need to see China emerge from this mini slump again to propel it higher, because really, how goes China goes the commodity market. So
how can China be in a slump if it's got 6.5% annual growth?
But that's what they say. But as we know, we're in this world of post-truth now, aren't we, and fake news. So we've seen before that China's released numbers that ostensibly point to a healthy economy, and the reality is somewhat different. Still good growth, still growth levels that any mature economy would kill for, but not at the levels that are being discussed and put out there by the government.
Okay. Next up, we've got economic calendar, wholesale inventories and JOLTS job openings, along with Fed's captain speaking in the US. Right, we've got FX sentiment powered by Oanda, and the traders, short-term traders, long up to the eyeballs of gold and silver, as they have been. They're going the other way sharply with cable, dollar Canadian, euro dollar, and rather bravely, given the slap that the Aussie dollar took overnight, they're still long of that, 50-50
on the other. Well, that probably could, that would reflect commodity weakness, really, wouldn't it?
I think there was a retail sales shock in Australia overnight.
Right. Okay. I'm afraid I missed that.
Amongst you. Well, unfortunately, I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw it, but I won't do it again. Next, we've got the UK Sterling Index, supplied by Investor Intelligence. UK Sterling Index develops a bullish point and figure breakout signal at 74.80 with a price objective of 77 and a stop loss at 74.34. Clearly, and trying to still factor in the fact that Jeremy Corbyn is unlikely to be Prime Minister.
Well, I think as the local elections have indicated, Theresa May is likely to wind up with a massive majority on the 8th of June, which is what the UK economy needs. So she's got the seal of approval from most quarters. Corbyn is unelectable, frankly, and Tim Farron isn't doing a much better job either. So there's no prospect of Theresa May becoming derailed at this point.
I have to say, though, if in a parallel universe, if Theresa May was up against Tony Blair, she would be in the Jeremy Corbyn position.
Or David Miliband. If Labour want to elect a good leader, why don't they put David Miliband back? He was the one electable politician post-Tony Blair that they
That would have been too easy.
Yeah, they like to make it difficult.
Exactly,
they?
Yes, they like a challenge. Next up, we've got the Nikkei from Investors Intelligence as well. Japan's Nikkei 225 index develops a bullish point figure breakout signal at 19,700 with a price objective of 23,100 and a stop loss at 18,200. So it looks like after that little flush out last month towards the 200-day exponential moving average, we're heading higher again.
Big bear trap there.
And then the trade of the day, our friends at Goldman Sachs, daily chart, multiple failure around £2.30, RSI turning lower from neutral, so sell around $225, objective $217 and stops above $230. And I have to say that TIPTB finance team rather brave to go against that giant, I think.
I think you're right. But actually, Goldman Sachs chart is quite typical of most major finance groups at the moment. They are range-bound.
Okay. On to, I presume this is one of yours.
It is, yeah. It's a company that Dr. David Paul, our friend at VectorVest, wrote about last week. And I took a look at this company. It's based in Dhaka, Bangladesh. It's the only Bangladeshi pharmaceutical company to export a drug called Corvidolol to the US, and it has FDA approval for that too, so it's quite unique in that regard. It's had a pretty stellar year, as we can see already. If you bought in last summer at 25p, you'd be delighted with the progress now. They came out with third quarter numbers. The company is pushing forward. I think the general indications are that most brokers are looking for around 85 pence going forward, but it's got a great stable of products as well. It's also received the equivalent to FDA approval in Canada as well for its drugs. So, and it also manufactures drugs on behalf of other companies. So it's got every base covered.
So it's on fire.
It's on fire, and it's trading ahead of its major moving averages, as we can see. It's dipped below. You've seen sort of low high in January, or a high low in March versus January.
It's a good trend, then.
It's a good trend. Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the next situation, which is EnQuest, which is bouncing off its 200-day moving average, or has done twice.
Well, this is a company that was a few years ago spun off from Petrofac, you may recall. They're basically an oil and gas research and development company operating in the UK and Malaysia. They've had a number of they've noticed significant progress this year on their Kraken and Magnus, the Magnus acquisition, and certainly the numbers earlier on this year showed production was up 8.5% on the previous year. So making good progress. The stock is at an interesting inflection point technically at the moment. You'll see it's tested the 200-day moving average twice there. We are in the run-up to a trading statement at the end of May. So if the trading statement's on on target or maybe ahead, I would expect to see a return back to probably 45-50p to retest the April high.
Okay, let's go on to the finish off with the broker recommendations. Price hikes here for 888 Holdings, reminding us that online does well in many areas, not just clothing.
It does.
EasyJet, around, they've just the HSBC have achieved their target there with £12.50. They've hiked it up to £14.50. The share's around £12.90 at the moment. Yep. And then Liberum Capital, my highlight of the day. ITV shares around, I think, £2.05, £2.10, something like that, and they were going for £3.40, which makes me wonder what they're smoking, but presumably they feel that a bid is imminent and there could be fireworks.
It's the perennial bid target, isn't it, ITV? But it has a number of good production companies in the stable which produce some great TV programmes, Downton Abbey and the like, so...
Currently doesn't actually have a CEO, or the CEO has just resigned. So.
No, well...
A vacancy, Alan.
There's a vacancy. Well, I put my CV in, but I've yet to hear back, so...
Okay. Well, in the meantime, you are still Managing Director of RAM Communications. Thank you for opening up the Tip TV Finance Show for us today.
Thank you, Zach.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.